Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
You know Him to be. He is the Lord in the midst of His people. Shamalatos kabra senemeleke paradosyata. We give You praise. We give You praise, King of Kings. We worship You, Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of Jesse. You are deserving to open the book and to unlock the scrolls therein. Call us out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation. To You be all the glory. 1 minute, you are still praying. Silantos salagrapaskina maharados yata. Father, we bless You. Father, we bless You. Father, we bless You. Father, we bless You.
By Your word, by Your wisdom,
quickens my understanding. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then we all with faces unveiled, beholding, 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 beholding us in a mirror, we are changed from glory to glory into the same image. Visit me tonight. Let tonight be my night of visitation. I call it my night of transformation. I call it my night of illumination. I call it my night of empowerment. I call it my night of rest. Rest round about. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Good evening, everybody. I rejoice over you because of what I know you are becoming. Because of what I know you are becoming. I'm not hoping, I'm not guessing, I'm not wishing. I know it's what you are becoming. Nothing short of a sign and a wonder. I'm telling you. When a doctor treats a patient and writes out prescriptions, take this, as simple, as casual, as childish, sometimes informal as it sounds, the doctor has an understanding of what the drugs will do in the body of that patient. And the patient may not fully comprehend why. Take this one only once per day. Take this one three times per day. Take this one twice, morning and evening. And while the doctor is going around ranting around his prescription, the assignment of the patient is to trust the doctor, trust the prescription, and obey. Hours will turn to days, and days will turn to weeks. Then the patient will begin to notice the headache that was once there is no longer there. The injury, the ulcer, has now been healed. And will notice tremendous energy and tremendous transformation. If he goes to the doctor and says, "Doctor, thank you," he say, "No, the drug is more powerful than me." The reason why I'm called a doctor is because I was trained, but the drug was built from a system that is not a product of my mind. It came from plants and animals wired with the power of God. And yours is to obey. And as you obeyed, you began to see the result. Every word you are receiving, you see, is doing something to your spirit. For some of you, you are already seeing it, the blade, the air. For some of you, you are already seeing the full-blown corn. But for some, you are not seeing anything. Can I tell you, trust what is happening to you. Trust it. Trust it. Your life will not only be a testimony of greatness, it will be a testimony of a track record. It will not just be a great person who arrived from nowhere. There are people who saw you before, they will see you after. They saw you before as an unbeliever. They saw you as a baby Christian, week in, week out. God has allowed your pain to be obvious so that by the time He glorifies you, nobody will say it was stage managed. They would say, "I knew this man when he was in debt. I knew this one when he was ravaged by curses and sicknesses and yokes." But the word of God began that process of transition. When you see a plane taxiing about to lift, you can belittle the speed and the energy that that plane carries. Simply because it's moving very slowly. It can even move slower than a vehicle. But once it finds its course and is about to lift, it will run in a way that in less than 1 minute it will literally vanish. And that's how your destiny is. All of these navigations, God is, He's taking you out of the place of mediocres, out of the place of pain. When He sets you on the rail for your destiny, some of you in less than 1 month, we will look and not find you on the ground again. In the name of Jesus, we will look and not find you on the ground. You will look nothing close to your former self. You believe that? Say amen. You have a responsibility. Your responsibility is to believe God. Your responsibility is to trust the process. You have given your attention to things and principles of lesser value. They didn't produce much. Give God a chance with your life. Don't wait until you waste 10 years, 20 years, and you make a U-turn and come back to the same place you are having an opportunity to learn. Can I tell you something with knowledge? It is more expensive by the day. With every manifestation of daily carelessness, the burden becomes heavier. It is cheapest now. This is the cheapest you will ever afford knowledge. If it crosses today's mark, it will become more expensive to get today's knowledge. So give yourself wholly so that your profiting will appear unto all. I don't care what the limitations are. The word of God is called incorruptible. The potency of the word of God cannot be assessed by anything human. It created the heavens and the earth. It can create any destiny whatsoever. So for a minute, take your attention away from the pain, the death, the limitation, whatever it is, the ignorance. Just take your mind for a moment away from it and let your gaze be on Jesus, the one who will mold and make and evolve you to become a sign and a wonder. If we're in agreement tonight, shout amen. Amen. That being said, God bless you. Please be seated. I really rejoice in my heart. I have tested by faith and by experience the power and the potency of God's word, the power and the potency of knowledge, the power and the potency of wisdom. Let me speak for one moment to our family connected online. Please invite everyone you know, you love, you care about, and tell them to connect right now. This is beyond a church program. God is about to change your life. And I mean that without missing any word. Your life is about to change. Your understanding is about to be shifted in something new, something foreign to your current experience. Is about to be introduced to your life in the name of Jesus. Never allow Satan stop you from coming to church. There are many great things we find in the presence of God, and there are many legitimate reasons as to why you may feel you shouldn't come to the house of God. Financial reasons, reasons of discouragement, when you're overwhelmed by the vicissitudes of life, you're in the presence of life-threatening situations. But as much as is within your power, maintain the culture and maintain the discipline of registering your presence in the house of God. Like I've said before, let me repeat again for emphasis. There are no fans in this ministry. We don't have anything like fans or well-wishers or supporters. No. Fans don't have an inheritance. They celebrate success, but they never partake of it. God has called you into a connection that is always profitable for your lifting, for your rising, for your making, for your building. When you write JAMB and WAEC and any other exam, most times they introduce what they call a quota system. And so there are people who, quite honestly, for reasons of not being in a region that is privileged as far as the quota system is concerned, they may not have the privilege to be admitted. There are certain opportunities that present themselves to us in our world, and the requirement will be to be within a certain age range. And if you apply for the job beyond that age range, they say, well, sorry, you're beyond the age. There are certain jobs that are gender sensitive. There are certain jobs that require you to have studied in specific fields. But when it has to do with the house of God and the presence of God, there's no quota system, no gender disparity, no pre-educational qualification. Your only qualification is your hunger, your presence, your attention, and that's it. If you can give God the gift of your attention, your hunger,
He will take that and transform you into a sign and a wonder. And while you are at it, Satan, who is an expert in manipulating the minds of men, will make you believe you are wasting your time. Especially if you've invested your time for a while and you're not seeing anything obvious at the moment. Reminded of the scripture that says, our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, it worketh in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Then the Bible says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. It says the things that are seen are temporal, subject to change. But the things that are unseen are eternal. So let me bring for someone a word of comfort. You may not see the wind. You may not see the rain. The results may not be obvious now. But you have come too far to give up. The same energy it takes to turn back is the same energy it takes to continue. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. Prove God with your life. Give him a chance. Take the risk. It's a worthy risk if it's for God. And at the end of it, I assure you there will be no disappointment. The Bible says they looked unto him and their faces were lightened. Are you ready for tonight? Very quickly, I want you to join me as we thank God for Sound of Revival UK. We've done that, but less in 1 minute. We are a grateful house. We never take God for granted. And when great things happen like this and the nations give their applauds, make their commendations, and sometimes make it look as if it were a making of our intelligence and wisdom, we're very quick to let the world know that even though we participated as men, truly the glory goes to God. Can a grateful person help me tell him thank you? Let's thank him for Sound of Revival UK. We're not in a hurry to bypass his faithfulness. No. Thank him for the souls that were saved. Thank him for the mighty manifestations of his power, miracles, signs and wonders, the testimonies. Thank him for the word of God that came with power, the transformation, the revival fire that was planted upon that land. Thank him for safety. Thank him for our family in UK. Thank him for all who connected across the globe. Thank him for everyone who served in every capacity. Thank him for granting us the grace to hide behind the cross and to let Jesus alone be revealed. Let's thank him for safety in travels. Father, we lay to heart to give you thanks. Let the nation see us saying thank you. They heard us when we asked you for help. They heard us when we sought your wisdom. They heard us when we cried for your power. They heard us when we declared our helplessness outside of your mercy. And they saw the wonder-working power. They saw what it meant for you to help men. Now we have returned with the same loud voice, telling the nations to see what you are able to do. Lord, we decree and declare, let the nations know again that truly you help men. Let the nations know that a man can receive nothing except it is given unto him of God. We lay to heart to say thank you. Thank you for Sound of Revival UK. By this thanksgiving, we water the seeds that have been sown. We pray that every soul saved will last. Every life transformed will continually grow from glory to glory. The healings will remain permanent. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And by this I want to thank everyone who participated in making this conference a glorious one. Indeed, it was a testimony of God's goodness and God's mercy. I want to thank our family, Koinonia UK. Let's give them a big God bless you for hosting us in such a beautiful way. And I want to thank everyone who traveled, those who traveled from here and from across the globe. Thank you all, our family who connected. Praise the name of the Lord.
and to Him be all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's face the business of tonight. I taught a law last week. I hope that you learned something from the law of seed time and harvest. As always, my commitment is to equip you with the tools required to live a victorious and an excelling Christian life. The teaching ministry in this ministry, like you've heard me say, is hinged upon certain pillars. Number one, to help you encounter God. When we teach, it is to the end that we bring you into an experiential knowledge of God. Number two, to help produce a victorious believer. So behind our teachings is the intent of growing the believer to walk in dominion, in experience. I do not believe in producing a weak people. Your knowledge of God must be justified by your access to light, wisdom, faith, and power. The tools that equip you to dominate and to live a victorious life whilst you serve the purposes of the kingdom. So for every teaching you have heard and will hear from this altar, have this at the back of your mind that this is the intent of the teaching. And that includes tonight's teaching. Hallelujah. And it is because of that that we find ourselves communicating doctrine sometimes, teaching you the doctrines of Scripture. And then in addition to doctrine, we communicate life applicable teachings that connect to the various areas of the Christian life so that you will have wholesome growth and produce holistic victory in the name of Jesus. We are very meticulous in this process of making and molding. By the Spirit, we always take our time to assess the level and the extent of growth per time, per season, to make sure that there's no lopsidedness in growth. We desire to communicate the whole counsel of God. So when we help grow your spiritual life, we help grow your mind, we help grow your understanding, we help grow your finances, we help grow you in the area of purpose and destiny, we help grow you in the area of empowerment, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, so that with time you will see that you are growing in a very balanced and a very wholesome way. I'm praying for you that your Christian experience will never be a plethora of boredom. You will see results that will encourage you day in, day out, week in, week out. You will look at every aspect of your life and you will see it working. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So tonight I want to take on another law that I'll be teaching you. And this particularly is a very powerful and potent law. It's changed my life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that it will really help you and add to the arsenals with which you will produce victory in experience in your life and live a more effective Christian life. I'm teaching tonight on the law of increase. The law of increase. I want to show you how things grow in the kingdom. How anything given by God grows. You'll be learning a lot tonight. Want to explore the mysteries of increase. How things grow from their seed form until they blossom and become a great harvest. We'll look at a few scriptures. The Lord grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Three scriptures very quickly. Number one, Psalm 71 and verse 21. Write it and we'll read it very loud. We have a lot to cover. Let's see how far God will help us tonight. Ready? One, two, go. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. One more time. Thou shalt increase my greatness. Second scripture, Psalm 115. We'll read 14 and 15. The second scripture, we're looking at the law of increase. When I read it, if it applies to you, shout amen. The Lord increase you more and more. You and your children. Let me say that again as a prophetic word. The Lord increase you more and more. You and your children. And then verse 15 says, ye are blessed of the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. Amen and amen. Third scripture is a story, Genesis chapter 30. Let's look at the story of Jacob in the house of Laban. We'll begin our reading from verse 29.
It's a long read. Let me crave your patience as you follow carefully. Then he said unto him, Jacob, now thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. Verse 30. For it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord had blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for my own house also? 31. And he said, Laban, now, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep my flock, thy flock. 32. It says, I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from tents all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. Verse 33. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. It says, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and the brown among the sheep, it says, that shall be counted stolen with me. He's giving him an explanation to take the speckled ones and leave the unspotted one. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. Verse 35. And he removed that day, follow carefully, the he-goats that were ring-streaked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. 36. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. We're reading to 43. And Jacob took him rods of green pola, and of the hazel and chestnut, and he piled white stakes in them. Now, don't worry about all of those things. If you don't understand, just follow the story. The real lesson is coming. And made the white appear which was in the rods. Verse 38. And he set the rods which he had piled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, and when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. This is a mystery that only Jacob can really explain. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-staked, speckled, and spotted. Verse 40. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring-staked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not onto Laban's cattle. 3 more verses. And it came to pass, follow carefully, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. 42. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. Shout 43. Everyone, 1, 2, go. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. For a start tonight, let's establish the fact that God is a God of increase. God is a God of increase. He's very vocal as to his desire to increase men. We read that earlier in Psalm 115. It says, the Lord shall increase you more and more. So increase comes from God. In fact, Paul had this to say. He said, I, Paul, planted. He said, Apollos watered. But he says, God gave the increase. So God is a God of increase. Say that after me as loud as you can. God is a God of increase. One more time with faith in your heart. God is a God. It's important to establish that. He says in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I have planted. Paul is speaking now. He says, Apollos watered. But